My blog speaks to the fact that they're all the same. All right, it doesn't matter whether that happens or not. What matters is that people believe it could happen, that I believe it could happen, that you believe it could happen. That's what matters, that there is no distinction between any of these political groups, that they're all in it together and that they are all pursuing an agenda that has nothing to do with what you or I or Russell Brand want at all. And that's not going to change if you keep turning up and voting for them. Do you know what was his name? Ed Balls. Senior member of the Labour Party, he dismissed Russell Brand as a pound shop Ben Elton. Now, I was talking about curses before, and, you know, I don't know what I make of occultism, but good God, did that curse pay off. I mean, what has happened? You know, the occult wizardry of Ed Balls, MP, he calls Russell Brand a pound shop Ben Elton, right? A pound shop Ben Elton. Now, Ben Elton was in the 80s. He would be a comedian. He'd come on. He'd be all left-wing. And he ranted about how great it would be if Labour got in power. He had a big show on the BBC. And sure enough, the Labour Party got elected and Ben Elton fell out of favour. Because next thing you know, he's trying to justify the war in Iraq and all sorts of other things, you know, tuition fees. Because it's a game and it's not real, it made an absolute prick of him. And he was a talented guy, but that was it, really. Game over for Ben Elton. He kind of fell out of favour. Well, you're not even as good as Ben Elton. That's what's happened to you, Russell Brand. You're a pound shop, Ben Elton. They bought you for a pound. They popped into the Ben Elton shop, they bought one. And it was a pound, and it was called Russell Brand. And there you are, dancing like a puppet. You and Steve Coogan, you seen that as well? Fucking Alan Partridge out there telling us to vote Labour. Jesus.